Hey, whoever gets random hairs on their clothes that they have to pull off all the time, man. Like, I feel like that's all I've been doing lately. And then if you have a little girl, which I do because she's adorable, she likes to, like, grab your hair sometimes and she, like, rips clumps of hair out. So then I can have all this extra hair hanging off. So if I do this today, it's because I'm, like, discovering new hairs. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, this is my Vanna White. Yay. We're talking today about the Holy Spirit, but before we start, let's pray. Everyone bow your heads in reverence to the Lord. It's a time of prayer. Lord, we just bless Vanna White, wherever she is, whatever she's doing. Thank you, God, that she was such a wonderful celebrity on TV for all those years, assisting and serving. Bless her heart. God, we just thank you this morning that we're talking about the Holy Spirit, that we're talking about one part of the Godhead, and that we're getting to go deeper just in revelation of who you are, Holy Spirit. I just ask this morning that you would prepare the hearts of all of us here just to receive what you have for us, whatever that is, and just to know you more, ultimately, that your presence would just be here. We just thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so that's the title, the Holy Spirit. Okay, so to start this, I need you guys to split into groups of three. So, get into groups of three. Find a group of three. What's up? Okay, so with your group of three, who has not, put your hand up if you're in a group of three. Okay. Okay, guys, you need to be in groups of three. Okay, there's a Lone Ranger. Do you need a group? Where's your group of three? Come on in. There you go. Okay, so you guys are a group of three. Okay, Josh needs to be in a group of three. Who is not in a group of three? Are you guys in a group of three? So why don't you go with Josh? Good job. Way to be assertive and proactive. It's a really nice group of three, guys. Okay, so now that you're in a group of three, you need to select one person who's going to be the sketch artist. Ba-ba-da-ba. Okay, so once you've selected that, the other two people are the eyewitnesses. So I'd like the eyewitnesses to come forward and see me. And the sketch artists get to sit on the ground. Eyewitnesses. Yeah, I see you just abandoned your person, didn't you? You're like, yeah, the sketch artist! I'm out of here. Okay. Hey, what's up? Eyewitness.
Hey, guys. What are we doing?
Okay, so sketch artists, I just want you to sit on the ground and be prayerful and meditative. You get 5 minutes.
Can I draw
5 minutos.
Can I draw it too?
Wah, wah, wah. Wah. Sounds like the X-Files. Okay, guys. 30 seconds. Okay, perfect. 30 seconds. Okay. So add your finishing touches to the face that your eyewitnesses have been telling you about. Tim, are you cheating? Perfect. And then I got some too. We should pray for you. Okay, guys. And as soon as you finish your last stroke, bring your pitches forward. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, thank you. I'm excited to see yours. Thank you. Cool. Thank you. Thank you. No. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Oksana. Thank you. Okay, is that everybody? Awesome. Okay, so we are going to stick these pitches up. Abby, let's stick these pitches. Yeah. Okay, Abby's going to put these pictures on the board, and then she's going to put the actual picture in the center of these pictures. Okay, so now what I want you guys to do is send your sketch artist up the front. Sketch artist. Okay, so I'm giving the sketch artist a handout to give to each person in the group. So it's a handout with scriptures. So each person should get one. Oh, there's a Rasta Jesus up here. I like it. Okay, guys, these are awesome. Okay, so obviously this is the picture that your eyewitnesses saw and they tried to describe to you, and this is the result of pictures that we have. So in hindsight, I actually should have chosen a face that didn't look like Jesus. I just went for the most obvious face, which when you think about it is cliche a bit. But anyways, so we've got a lot of like Jesus-looking people up here. But I think the whole point was to just get you to sort of start being able to describe a face and have the person hear what you were saying and how they interpret it, they're going to draw it, right? So that was exactly what it was like back in the day with Jesus. When people saw him come again, exactly, when people saw him, they tried to describe it to their friends and to their families. Oh my gosh, he came back and he looked like this and his, you know, we felt the fire in us and, you know, they tried to describe who he was. So it'd be like if you're doing that and someone would do a sketch, and that's, you know, obviously this person looks like Jesus, but the Holy Spirit can look a little different to all of us. Has anybody read the book The Shack? Okay. I at first started reading the book and I almost put it down when God turned out to be a big, large, you know, like grandma kind of woman. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like that, how does that even make any sense? But it really got me out of my paradigm of just what I've always envisioned God to look like, which is kind of like this white-haired grandpa kind of guy. And then if you guys remember in the book, the Holy Spirit is represented by a woman called Sarayu, who's sort of like, I think, an Asian woman, and she always has like light, you know, shining through her, and she's very sort of, you know, like sporadic and ethereal. And again, that just, you know, like you would never sort of pick that for the Holy Spirit. But what I liked about the book is that it challenges you to start realizing the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God, they have a face. And it's not always going to be the face that you stereotypically think it is, which is this guy with the high cheekbones and like the wistful look that he's doing. You know, it's a good Jesus impersonation, maybe. So the next activity we're going to do now, so this is like your drawing a picture. I want you guys to take a look at the scriptures that you've been given. There's like a front and back side. Grab yourself an extra pen if you need it for the eyewitnesses. You guys probably don't have a pen on you. And I want you to quickly just underline as you go through the scriptures words that describe who the Holy Spirit is. So just like, you know, the eyewitnesses shared to the sketch artist who they saw, God is trying to do the same thing to us through his word, right? So for the first scripture here, it's Matthew 12:28. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. So what would you guys say Matthew 12:28 represents the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit can what? He's tough. Drives out demons. Okay. So he has power, right? So he's powerful. So you could write that word down. So I want you on that piece of paper, your group, there's one piece of paper per group. I want you guys to write a whole bunch of different words from these scriptures that talk about who the Holy Spirit is, right? So if the first one to you is powerful, I want you to write down that piece of paper that's blank, powerful, okay? And so all come together and just put your description through the verses onto that page. Okay, so I'll give you guys 5 minutes to do this, okay? Okay, guys, have you written all your words on your paper? This group has, that's cool. How's this group going? You're done? Where's your paper? Oh, that's a big list. Cool, that's a good list too. Okay, guys, how's your list going over here? There's a good list. Where's your list? Okay. Okay, where's your list? Okay, you need to put a whole bunch of other stuff on there, guys. Okay, why is this one blank? Quick, write down words, guys. They're here. There's clues. Power is one of them. Okay. What time is that? 12:35 already? 12:40? Holy smokes. Okay, guys. So good effort. I understand you're not going to get every single thing or whatever. That's totally cool. But let's just go through a few ideas right now of what the Word says about the Holy Spirit. So the first one that we had was Matthew 12:28. What did you guys put for that? I think I said power, but did anyone have anything different? Powerful. Josh? Authority. Oh, thanks, Abby. That's perfect. Yeah, so Abby's just going to write up some of these ideas. So powerful, authoritative,
influential.
That's a really good one. Okay, so what about Luke? Is there anything you guys got for that? Luke 4, 1-2, 14. Call out some words, guys. Guide. So he's a guide. That's good. I had that a leader. I had that he leads us. Yep. Powerful again. We got that one up there. That's cool. Okay, what about John 3, verse 3-8? What did you guys have about the Spirit for that, the Holy Spirit? Sorry? Like
wind? Like a breeze? Oh, I'm like omniscient kind of thing?
Okay, accessible, omniscient, like wind, like the breeze, I think. Okay, omnipresent. That's good, guys. Yeah, and he gives life, right? Spirit of life gives birth, gives life. What? Parents? That's awesome. Okay, so parent. Yep, cool. Okay, what about Romans 8-11? Life bringer. Yep. Okay, what about the group at the back there? What did you guys have for Romans 8-11? About the Holy Spirit. Immortal. That's good. What about resurrects? He resurrects us. He resurrects things. Okay, so Romans 1-4. That's correct. Thank you, Joshua. Okay, Joshua just corrected me, and I'll say the correct thing. What about Romans 1:4? Holy, holy, holy. The Holy Spirit is holy. Okay, we won't go through all these. Guys, throw out some more words, though, that you had. What are some other things? Let's go around to each group. Guys, what's the different word that's not up here that you had for the Holy Spirit? You're not asked just yet. Hold on. Resilient? Okay, resilient. Okay, Josh, your group. A different word that you haven't got up there for the Holy Spirit. He makes people stand out. So maybe he exalts. Okay, Shelby, your group. Immortal. We have that up there already. He's a spirit. Spirit of God. Okay, Tulia, what about your group? Okay, throw me a word that you don't think's up there. Gentle. It's good. Energizing from Kirsten's group. That's good. Understanding. Faithful. Storm. This is a very ordered morning. Type A over here. I'm just kidding. Oh. Are you trying to say the Holy Spirit is small? Have you just grieved the Holy Spirit? There's. That's true. He could be very grieved by the small print that people cannot read. That's true. Yeah. Okay. What other? Ben, do you guys have any more words for the Holy Spirit? He sees the future. So he's telepathic? All-knowing. It's a good word. All-knowing. Yes. Brings revelation. I think I had that one there too. He understands us. So he's compassionate. He's empathetic. A gift giver. Someone said, unpredictable, timeless, maybe even mysterious. I actually got from Ephesians 1:3 that he's sensitive. Who agrees that the Holy Spirit's sensitive? Right? Why would it tell you not to grieve the Holy Spirit? Well, maybe because the Spirit of God is actually sensitive. And if we do things, you know, that are sort of out of the, you know, like a dark place, that could actually hurt him. Right? Okay, guys, this is a really good list. This is awesome. Any other words? Josh? Prophetic? It's good. Truthful? Spirit of truth? Yep. Awesomeness. Yeah, we should probably put that out there. You said that about 3 times. I'll get it. Awesomeness. He is awesome. Okay, guys, so this is really cool. So this has even helped me this morning just to get an understanding again of who the Holy Spirit is and just to remind myself, oh, that's right, the Holy Spirit is all these things. He's awesome. He is. He's a parent. He's a life giver. You know, mysterious is probably one of the things that I think we think of the most, right? Like he seems like this mysterious being that we can't really connect to. But if you start to take a look at these words and look at those scriptures, you'll start to realize that he's so much more than that. You know what I mean? Like he actually is almost tangible. So I want you guys just now for this last part, we're going to get out of here pretty soon, but I want to close in praying for each other. So you're in groups of three, so it's a pretty nice group size to actually be able to pray for each other. So I want you guys to actually just go around, pick the person on your right, and just maybe even share briefly a moment where the Holy Spirit has either A, convicted you, encouraged you, helped you, guided you, parented you, whatever that moment might be. Just share that briefly maybe as like a testimony that, you know, the Holy Spirit is working in our lives. If you don't have one, that's okay. You can hear the other people's testimonies. And then let's just pray for each other just for more, more revelation of the Holy Spirit. Okay, guys? So let's just maybe Storm or Dave, you could put on just like some nice non-techno music. We'll be good. Okay. It is so quiet for a bunch of youth that are supposed to be praying and sharing testimonies. I have an example of when the Holy Spirit convicted me on Friday. I decided to give up sugar for a while, and Courtney, one of the interns in youth and children's ministry, made cookies, and I disobeyed the Holy Spirit saying, no, don't do it, Amy, you said that you weren't going to do it, and I ate a cookie, and I felt really bad. Yeah, that's true. It's a small example of conviction. There are larger examples. There's an example right here. John just got convicted as I walked closer because I carry the Spirit of God. And he was like, whoa, I better start doing the activity. Whoa. Holy Spirit, we just thank you for just being with each one of us. Whether we feel it or not, it's not about feelings. So often our feelings can lie to us. But more than that, you're the Spirit of truth. And the truth is that you're with us no matter what we do. No matter where we're at, whether we believe in you or not, you're not giving up on us. You're still our guide. You're still our comforter. You're still our parent. You're still our life giver. You're still right near us, in us, wanting to give us revelation on who you are. I just pray for more, Holy Spirit, of your presence. I pray that there would be tangible encounters for all of us here with you, Holy Spirit. That we would start to get a face for you, that we would start to really see who you are. Whether it's starting to see the eyes of the Holy Spirit, or maybe you see the Holy Spirit smile. When you close your eyes, sometimes you might see him smiling at you, or his eyes burning into your heart, letting you know that it's okay, or that he'll give you courage. The Holy Spirit is a life giver, so I just pray for that life to fill each one of us today. that where we're dry and weary, where we're feeling discouraged or uninterested or doubtful, that Holy Spirit, you would just fill us with the opposite of those things, the things that bring life, not the things that lead us down a path of destruction or death. I pray for every burden to be lifted off every one of the youth in this room. Holy Spirit, that you would just lift off burdens, whether they're coming through family, through relationships, through school, from just little things in life, that you would just lift those burdens off each of us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this time of refreshing. For those of you that are feeling just that sort of peace come upon you, that is the Holy Spirit for sure. That's one thing that he does for me a lot, is just give me peace when I get really frustrated or anxious or I can't sleep. I really just feel most times that his peace just will help me. Thank you, Lord. Cool, guys. So you can stay in this place and keep praying for each other, whatever you want to do, but you can be released to go as well. So, thank you, Lord. You can keep them.